Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar of prophetic interventions. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, if you are receiving it directly from our platform, from us, it will get to you by 12 midnight, whichever country you are. So that as soon as you wake up in the morning or even at night, is there for you. If it is a loved ones sending or broadcasting this to you, please register directly with us on our Telegram platform. It will get to you more regularly and timely that way. And it is simple. Send a WhatsApp message or please register me on Turning Point Telegram to +234 809 777 557. Registration procedure will be sent to you. Follow it, and you shall start receiving directly from us. All TPGF members not yet on the Telegram, please do the Telegram registration, even if you are receiving from the other platforms. Telegram is more reliable, and we also bring you all the previous editions of our messages. Do so now. Welcome also to Friday, the 26th in July 2024. This is July 26th, 5 days more to the end of July. God shall give you 5 different divine interventions before you step out into the month of August. As usual, please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I see the heavenly light beamed on you this day. This shall not be just another weekend. It shall be a special one for you and your family. It shall be your weekend of favor. God shall connect you to strategic helpers. God will raise recommenders for you, your products, your goods, and your services. He shall raise recommenders for your business, your career, and your platforms. 2 main prayers. The Holy Ghost is registering on my heart this morning. Prayer for prosperity and prayer for open doors. I use Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 to pray for all listeners. He says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth and to prosper. Please open your hands to receive this. In this season, you shall prosper, whichever country you are, whichever city, environment, whichever career or industry you are, you shall prosper. No matter the political and the economic situation around you, you will prosper. I see prosperity boldly written and pasted on your forehead spiritually. So, physically and realistically, you shall prosper. You shall prosper in your health, prosper in your marriage, prosper in your career, prosper in your business, prosper materially and ministerially. You will prosper spiritually. In all you do, you will prosper. By today's impartation, I command your mystery doors to start opening. Mysterious doors, miracle doors, marriage doors for the single, opportunity doors for those who desire new opportunities beyond you. Those doors begin to open. Doors to traveling out wherever you want to go, open for you, whichever country or location you desire, for yourself, for your goods, your services and your products, for your children and your ministry. I command such doors to open now. Now let's do this. If you are close to any door around you there, physical doors, walk up to that door, hold it, open it, close it again, open it, close it again. Do so 7 times. And each time you open and close, be declaring, my doors open, open for my family, open for my children, open for my business, open for my career and my assignments. And if there are specific doors you desire open, mention those specific doors. Command them to open. In Jesus' name, they shall open. That's okay. Leave the door and start giving glory and praise to God Almighty in advance for the prosperity and the open doors. They shall happen in Jesus' name. Let's have your testimonies where you begin to see open doors as desired and prosperity in all you do. July 26th celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. I pronounce you blessed. Your birthday blessed. Your new age blessed also. You will live well. You will live good. The rest of your days shall be the best of your life. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's get to pray. Personal, intentional, and passionate prayers. It is your prayers. Pray it with passion. No one can pray for you better than you can pray for yourself. Our first prayers today is coming from Esther chapter 3, verse 13, and it reads, "And a letter was sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old." This is how to pray this prayer. Say, "In the name of Jesus, all evil plans and arrangements against me and my interests from any shrine or coven of evil one, by fire back to the sender, all letters and memos written and signed by anyone from anywhere against me and my interest shall come to nothing. I command it to be destroyed by fire. I shall not be hurt in any way, and my peace shall not be disturbed in Jesus' name." Say amen. Next prayer, also from the book of Esther, chapter 6, verse 3. And it reads, "And the king said, what honor and dignity have been done to Mordecai for this? Then said to the king, the servant that ministered to him, there is nothing done to him." This is the prayer. Pray it with all your heart. Say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone that ought to have remembered me to bless me, but has forgotten me, remember me by force. Remember me by force. Touch the heart of my king and my benefactors to favor me, O Lord. Make all those to bless me, to help and assist me, be willing and remember me on time. Let the grace that worked for Mordecai also work for me. Let my children's names, my career, my business, my products, my goods and services be mentioned in high places for invitation and blessing. I declare it and I receive it in Jesus' name." Yes, so shall it be for you. Next is Esther chapter 7, verse 10. "So they hung Haman on the gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified." Pray like this: "I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, my enemies shall be hung on the gallows prepared for me. Their traps shall fall on them and catch them. All evil plots they have for me and anyone connected to me shall fall on their head." As Haman was put on the gallows prepared for Mordecai, so shall anyone, anywhere, plotting evil, destruction, and untimely death for me and my family, die the death they plan for us. I shall not be a victim. I will forever be a victor. I believe it. I confess it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Say amen. That's right. It shall be as we have prayed it. Next, Proverbs 25, verse 25. "As cold waters to the thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." Pray this prayer like this and pray with energy. Use your right hand to pull your right ear gently and then pray. Say, "My ears, get ready to receive good news. I prophesy good news from far and near. Come for me now. Come for my family now. Good news from my immediate and extended family. Come now. Good news from all my effort and assignment. Come now. Good news from my career, ministry, and assignment. Come to me now. My ears are for good news, never for bad news. I confess it, I believe it, and I receive it in Jesus' name." Amen. Let's take one more. Let's pray with Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24. And it reads, "There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should enjoy in his labor. This is from the hand of the Lord." Let's pray this prayer like this. Say, "In the name of Jesus, I will enjoy from the labor of my hand. I will not labor for someone else to enjoy. I will not work for someone else's reward. I receive grace to live in good health and to enjoy long life and to enjoy the profits and the harvest of all my labors. This is my portion in life. I will not have less. I will live to see to my third and fourth generations. In Jesus' name, say amen. Yes, it shall be so for you. We shall do more prayers tomorrow. This is how to pray for God to answer us. Use the Bible, relevant Bible verses to pray to God. You are sure answers are guaranteed. It shall come with divine speed. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let them also pray these prayers. It will work for them also. There shall be no live broadcast today because of the Celebration of Grace conference that is going on at Dominion City, Ibadan, the official commemoration of my birthday. Now, communion service online is tomorrow. Please prepare your communion service. After tomorrow's ministration, you take the communion. Communion is for Dominion. TPGF members and listeners in and around Ibadan City, Oyo State, Nigeria, join us at our headquarters in Dominion City for the Celebration of Grace Conference, officially marking my birthday this year. Today, Friday, will be three sessions, morning, afternoon, and evening, be in attendance. Tomorrow, Saturday, is just one single service, early morning service, 7 a.m. It is purely impartational prophetic service. Don't miss it tomorrow. Be there. And then there will be one single service on Sunday, July 28th, from 8 a.m. That will be a special Thanksgiving service with anointing. You shall be given anointed mantle for praying and doing miracle, both on Saturday morning and on Sunday morning. Come and invite others. I invite you to the official praise and celebration of my birthday this year. All listeners in and around the Ibadan, be in attendance. Month is ending. So if you are a month tighter, Abatu, Thanksgiving, Partnership Commitment, and the seed of 7777, we are still sowing 777 seed, and the seed 69, connection to 69, marking my 69th birthday. Do so, and the grace of God on my life will light on you, and God Almighty will make you relevant and prosper you in all you do. Now do so. And if you want us to send you the commission's account and the PayPal detail, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only, and it shall be sent to you. I speak to your life one more time today. Go and prosper and see the power of God in all you do. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.